Oh, hello there, Mr. Officer. May I help you with something? Who is that handsome man beside you? Is he looking to adopt me? Is it? Oh, I would love for that to happen. It's been so lonely here. And it's not very good manners to let an adorable girl like me in this in this pet cage for very long. Ah, boyfriend. I like how those words sound. Boy. Friend. So funny, isn't it? Do I know him? Well, if he were to get close to the cell, maybe I could know it for sure. Hi, mister. Hi. Are you gonna adopt me? I can assure you, I am the bestest girl around here. Can you please pat my head? Please? My. Oh, you give very good head scratches, sir. I'm so glad to know you liked me. I can't wait to see my new home. But first, can I please sniff your hand, sir? Sorry, I couldn't help myself. Oh, don't worry, Mr. Officer. It won't happen again. I just couldn't help it. You know, seeing a wonderful future owner like this, it just got me excited. See, he doesn't mind at all. All right, sir. You go sign those papers and pay that bail thingy the officer keeps talking about. I'll be sitting right here waiting for you, like a good girl. Sir, I am so happy to finally get adopted. What are we gonna do now? I can paint your nails black, give you lots of kisses, and maybe even lay my head on your lap while you watch a movie. Stop. With what, sir? Oh, there you go again with funny words. Girlfriend, jail, public indecency. You know, I don't get these funny words, right? Ah, but I don't get it. How could I have been a bad girl? I was just thinking about a previous owner of mine. He was so cool. He gave me a pretty collar, like this one, and he would tug and push on it all the time. And, while going back home, I couldn't stop thinking about sitting on the couch with him and laying my head on his lap, playing with my favorite toy. But before I knew it, the police officer was carrying me to the car. And once again, I was in that cute goth daycare. No, not jail. You make it sound so scary. You seem so mad at me. I wish you could see I'm a good girl. I've got an idea. I'll show you how good of a girl I am. What am I doing? Well, I'm playing with my favorite toy and apologizing for being such a reckless, silly girl. I promise not to disturb your driving. I'll be cautious. Oh, no one's gonna see. Don't worry. Just keep on driving like nothing's happening. Oh, meanwhile, I'll keep on sucking. No, sir. Both hands on the wheels. I know you'd love to hold my head down, but You need to pay attention. Keep your eyes on the road, sir. You can pay attention to the pretty goth on your cock later. Why are we stopping? Aren't we going? Oh, sir. You can't have a pouty face when you just pushed my head down on your cock. So, do you accept this as an apology? Even though you said no, your cock is still hard, so it's definitely a yes. Push my head down, use my mouth for your pleasure. Hold on, sir. I keep using my slutty throat like you mean it. Come on. Fucking use me and grab me. Treat me like what? Oh my god, you're twitching and you have the I'm gonna come eyebrows going. So is it true? Are you really gonna come? Okay then, sir. And when you do, hold my head down and go as deep as you can and fill my throat with your delicious seed. I came so much. My tummy feels so warm, and I think some came out of my nose. Look, oh my god, my makeup has run all over my face, and your pants are all dirty. There's some mascara here, some lipstick there, some cum here. Oh my god, I look so good now. All my face messed up from throwing my wonderful master. You know, the next time we go out, I should ask you to fuck my mouth again so I can finish my makeup. Oh, yeah. Speaking about going out, we should probably continue on our journey back before someone catches us. Otherwise, you may have to come with me to the adoption house next time. Okay, sweetheart. Let's go.